Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Monday, November the 3rd. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Coming up, there are calls for urgent action to fix cladding on flats in Maidstone. A Kent MP has spoken out about the racist abuse she suffers, and we've been getting reaction following FA Cup action at the weekend for Kent clubs. But first, a murder investigation is underway following the death of a man in Chatham. Lucy joins me now with more on this story. Lucy, what do we know so far?
Well, police and paramedics were called to Castle Road just after 10 yesterday morning. A man in his 40s was found with stab wounds but died while being treated by medics. Pictures at Kent Online show how the road was taped off, with a police car blocking the entrance and an officer standing duty.
And have any arrests been made?
Yes, a 45-year-old woman has been detained, and at the time of recording today's podcast, she remains in custody. Police have also said they're keen to hear from any witnesses who haven't spoken to officers yet. They'd also like to be sent any CCTV or dashcam footage that might be relevant to their investigation.
What have people nearby had to say?
They've told us how they saw multiple police cars at the scene and later a forensic team. One person who didn't want to be named explained how the road had been shut to traffic and pedestrians between Victoria Road and Reform Road, including the junction with Lismas Road.
Thanks ever so much, Lucy. And reporter Alex Langridge was at the scene earlier today.
Castle Road is still taped off this morning. Three police cars are parked up within the taped off area, and an alleyway coming off of it also looks like it has been cordoned off. There isn't much movement from the police this morning, and residents in the area don't know anything other than what's been reported over the weekend. Many of them came back over the weekend to see that the road had been cordoned off, and this morning just know that the police are still in attendance.
We'll bring you any updates on this story in future episodes and at Kent Online. Elsewhere, a Margate man who punched another man, leaving him with severe brain damage, has avoided prison. Buster Lakey knocked his victim unconscious during a road rage incident in Ramsgate in 2022. The victim hit his head on the pavement and will require care for the rest of his life. The 28-year-old from Manston Road was given a 2-year suspended sentence. He's also got to do rehab and 240 hours of unpaid work.
Kent Online News.
A Land Rover's been stripped of its parts by thieves in a Halloween attack outside a home in Sittingbourne. A steel roof rack, 7 lights and 3 wind deflectors were among the add-ons stolen from a Discovery 2 in Bredgar on Friday night. They're thought to be worth a total of £1,000. A 19-year-old says he's reported it to police. A Kent Wagamama restaurant has been forced to close following a suspected break-in. Police were called to Long Market in Canterbury early yesterday. The front door had been smashed and has since been boarded up. It's been revealed millions of pounds are being spent on replacing doors at a £40 million young offenders centre in Rochester that opened just 14 months ago. 180 doors need installing at Oasis Restore. Following reports, the inmates aged 12 to 18 had free rein over the centre. It's set to cost taxpayers around £3 million. Now, residents in a part of Maidstone are calling for urgent action to fix unsafe cladding on their flats. Material on the roofs of the buildings at Kingfisher Meadow were deemed to be too flammable following a survey after the Grenfell Tower disaster in 2017. The property developer and freeholder are both trying to get each other to take responsibility. Aidan Martin moved into his flat there in 2017.
In 2020, we started seeing quite a lot of mortgage applications being turned down, forcing residents to remortgage with the same company without necessarily being able to get better offers from other mortgage lenders, simply because the cladding is deemed unsafe and the general fire safety of the whole complex at Kingfisher Meadow has been put in question. We've completed and followed government guidance, conducted surveys of the site, and effectively the fire safety certifications failed. So following that, the property developer has pledged to redo remedial works and bring the fire safety up to standard. However, that has been going on for more than a couple of years now, from the moment that we were told that would happen all the way through to today. And as I understand it right now, the property developer and the freeholder are in legal negotiations that have been dragging on for almost a year now and quibbling over questions of cost, and that's just kicking the can down the road. At the moment, we have a four-person, 24/7 fire watch, waking watch, as we call it, and that's incurring quite significant cost. We're not really sure who will cover those costs, but as we understand it right now, most of those costs would probably need to be covered by us, at least in a first instance. And if we were to try and get the property developer or the freeholder to pay for it, we would need to actually take them to court to get that, which would be really quite devastating, because that would be just significant delays.
Well, we've been in touch with both Taylor Wimpey and freeholder Wallace Estates. They both say they've been in ongoing discussions about the work, and both insist they are fully committed to getting the work done.
Kent Online reports.
A Kent prankster has been charged by police after lining up with the Australian rugby team before a match against England in Liverpool. Daniel Jarvis appeared on TV wearing a green and yellow shirt during the national anthem. The 37-year-old from Gravesend is due in court, accused of disrupting a person engaged in a lawful activity. Sittingbourne Library is going to be closed from today for major refurb work. A family hub is being added to the site on Central Avenue, which council bosses say will bring support services under one roof. It's due to reopen early next year. Now, plans for almost 100 homes on land in Ashford have been given the go-ahead, despite concerns over the access road. Developers plan to build on the 5.7-hectare piece of derelict farmland off Canterbury Road in the Kennington part of town. Some objectors said the route to and from the estate was too narrow, but highways bosses didn't raise any issues. Families who feel they've been let down by the special educational needs system are staging a demonstration in Medway today. Children's shoes will be displayed outside the council building at Gun Wharf in Chatham as part of the national Every Pair Tells a Story movement. Parents are calling for lasting change to make sure youngsters get the support they need. Now, next on today's podcast, the MP for Gillingham and Raynham has told us she's worried about where the debate over immigration is heading. Nishaba Khan says it's been allowed by mainstream politicians to seep into an argument about race and identity. She says racist attitudes are not being called out and has been speaking on the latest episode of the Kent Politics podcast.
It is really difficult to not see and be concerned about some of the rhetoric that we are seeing now. And, you know, I think that rhetoric is getting emboldened and it is becoming more mainstream. So, you know, I'm a British Asian, I'm a Muslim, I was born in Chatham, I've lived in Gillingham my whole life. I very much see myself as British. I see this country as, you know, who I am, what I am. For me, this is my identity. But that I now feel is being questioned in a very real way. And we do have to decide at some point in our future what type of country we want to be. And I have seen, certainly on social media, I can show you how much abuse I receive. And some of the languages, you know, the racism, being called the P word, being said, told you're not white, so you can never be British. Some incredibly misogynistic comments. I receive those on a daily basis on my social media, and I often share them because I think it's important to show what people are saying out there. What I'm now seeing, though, as well, is some of that language is being emboldened by mainstream politicians. And look, I want to be clear. I think there is a space in which we should be able to have a sensible debate and conversation about immigration, because I think it's fair to say that we all want to ensure that immigration is managed in this country in the right way. The numbers have been going up, and I think it has got to a level that we haven't seen before. And that's not under this government, but it is something that's been a trend for quite some time now. And I think we have to be honest that some of that is to do with Brexit, where Boris Johnson felt that to make up for some of the visas that were lost, some of the roles that were lost under freedom of movement, that we would then increase the number of visas to other countries. There's also, of course, that we see the boat crossings. So there's lots of things that have created the space we are. And we need to be having a sensible conversation about immigration, and we should be able to have a fair and sensible system in place in this country that manages that. And we've got to look at that seriously. I don't for a minute deny that. But what I do worry about is where this debate has seeped into something that is more about race and identity. And when you see some of the language, so for example, this week we had Sarah Poaching, the Reform MP for Runcorn, saying that it makes her mad to see black and brown faces on television. We then had Robert Jenrick, who had made similar comments around when he was walking around in Birmingham about integration and seeing black and brown faces. And then we had Katie Lamb, the MP for the Weald, saying this week that she thinks that families who are legally settled here might be considered for deportation if it worked better for cultural cohesion. Now, that's a really different conversation. And that's what we've started to kind of seep into, and that has entered our mainstream politics. That is then emboldening some of these conversations that we're seeing on in our country and in our communities, which are telling us that you've got to pick a side, that you've got to hate your neighbour. This country has never been about that. And it really worries me that we've started to go down this route and start to see some of the racism that I never experienced, luckily, growing up. But I certainly heard from my parents' generation and my uncles that they perhaps saw in the 80s. So, you know, I do think we've got to start calling this out. And I think we've got to start thinking really, really carefully about the direction of travel we're taking.
And you can hear that episode in full by heading to the politics pages of Kent Online.
Kent Online reports.
Villagers near Sittingbourne are calling for a local pub there to be reopened rather than turned into flats. The Fox and Goose on the A2 in Batchild closed more than 3 years ago. Plans have been put in to convert the building into 8 apartments along with shops. Meantime, the owners of a struggling pub in a Kent village have suggested turning part of it into apartments in a bid to secure its future. The Black Horse in Stansted dates back to the 18th century and closed last October. Villagers had started a group in a bid to take it on themselves, but that hasn't happened. The current owners have submitted plans to the council to convert an area into 4 flats. A Medway man has stopped paying his council tax in protest over potholes in his road. David Johnson, who lives on Perry Hill Road in Cliff Woods, says a section of road near his house has been damaging cars for months and could cause a serious accident. Well, he says despite numerous complaints to the council, very little has been done. The council say the road currently doesn't meet their threshold for repair, and non-payment of tax could lead to formal recovery action. Bosses at Ashford Designer Outlet say they're about to hit 100% occupancy for the first time in 7 years. The centre's currently home to 111 units following an expansion in 2019. Cornish Bakery, Playmobil and Peppy Jeans are among the brands set to move in later this month. Well, Peter Heritage is the centre manager.
We're delighted to say that for the first time in nearly 7 years, we're pretty confident that we're going to be fully occupied this Christmas. In the last 2 weeks, we've opened 3 new brands. We've opened Joseph, which is a really lovely premium women's wear brand. We've opened Cadbury, which is extremely popular, obviously a very, very well-known brand, and they've absolutely been flying since they opened. And we opened the Calendar Club last week as well, which is a brand that tends to come back to us every single year, and our guests absolutely love it. In the next few weeks, we've got the Cornish Bakery opening, which is going to be opening next to Slim Chickens, which is a brilliant addition to our food and beverage offer. It'd be great to have a bakery, which is something we've been missing. We've got Playmobil opening hopefully on the 20th of November, they're aiming for. Again, it's a category that we've been keen to grow, so to bring in a new toy store, especially this time of year, is excellent. And we've also got Pepe Jeans opening, which is going to be opening next to Birkenstock. Pepe Jeans is a real classic brand that's having a resurgence in the last few years, obviously famous for their denim. So I think they're going to be another great addition to the centre. And then there's going to be one more store opening, which I can't actually discuss yet, but it will be another fantastic clothing brand to the centre.
There are growing hopes that Kent Beach could be given a higher rating when new water quality results are published this month. Deal Castle Beach was rated poor by the Environment Agency last year. Recent test results show a drop in bacteria, which could could lead to a no-swim warning being lifted. Three metal detectorists from Kent have discovered a hoard of more than 400 Roman coins. The friends from Whitstable and Faversham uncovered their 1,800-year-old treasure while searching a Maidstone farmer's field. The find is not thought to have any great monetary value, but they are of significant historical interest. A 13-year-old boy from Canterbury has run 100 miles to help fund his mum's cancer treatment. Rebecca Rogers is battling stage 4 bowel cancer and needs private treatment. Her son Oscar achieved his goal of completing the challenge within a month and has raised nearly £1,000. And Kent's Balvinder Sopal has survived another dance-off on Strictly. The EastEnders star from Gillingham performed a rumba to Stay by Shakespeare's sister with pro partner Julian. On last night's show, she beat model and actress Ellie Goldstein, who's now been eliminated.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and all three Kent teams in FA Cup first round action at the weekend have unfortunately been knocked out of the competition. Let's start with reaction from Gillingham's game, which ended up going to penalties. It finished 2-2 after extra time at Newport County, but the Gills couldn't quite get over the line from spot kicks. His striker, Elliot Nevitt.
I think we started really well. Started the way we wanted, and then we conceded, which was a killer, to be fair, because we felt like we were much the better team. And then second half, we were going for the next goal, and they scored. So the last 20 minutes, we had to put it on them, and we did, and we scored again. I feel like we're getting in the right positions, and the luck's not on our side, but the lads at the end who were on the pitch kept going, and we got the goal, and it's so harsh to go out on penalties. It was a killer, and all the lads are gutted. The performance we've done in the game, we didn't deserve to go out on penalties, and the way it happened, it hurt a lot of us. Seb's goal, brilliant. The shot and the finish was, we thought that was our luck turning, and we were going into the penalties after scoring with the momentum. But the way penalties are, you never know, do you? And it's just so harsh to not go away with the win. We just need to stick together. There's nothing else we can do except go on the pitch and be a team and work together and try and win football games. And we just looks going to turn. It's not going to always be like this. We just need to stick together and just take every game as it comes and try and win every game.
Elsewhere, 10-man Ebbsfleet were beaten by Grimsby, while Chatham Town suffered defeat in extra time at Buxton. Kevin Hake's side were playing in the first round for the first time in 97 years. He spoke to us after the game.
I'm really proud of my boys, though, the way they've conducted themselves. Gone toe-to-toe with a top side. And look, if you're going to go out, you go out to a worldie, do you know what I mean, like that? And all credit to the lad, like he's hit a blinder there. And but when you look at it, we're getting applauded off the pitch by both sets of fans, so that tells you something about the magnitude of our performance today. We've gone toe-to-toe with them and more than matched them, and I couldn't be more proud of my boys. Couldn't be more proud of them. You saw the atmosphere in here, it was electric. Largely brought by the Chats fans, I mean, who've travelled up in their numbers, and I've got to say, just seeing them off the pitch there, that was an emotional moment. It was a shame we couldn't give them the victory that they wanted, but look, we've got back here now for the first time in 97 years, and just certainly ain't going to wait long before we get more moments like this, because we've had a taste for it and now we want more. We said we want to start quick because we knew the start of the first halves and second halves, they're not that great. And to go out and get that first goal was great for us. Look, it's a great thing now. We've got like a lovely clash against like Billericay on Tuesday night. We go Saturday, Tuesday now to, I think, mid-December, probably all the way through. And that's been because we've had great success in all the cups. So, I'm double proud of them.
Staying with football, and Ramsgate manager Ben Smith has resigned from the role following a poor run of form. He guided them to victory in the Isthmian South East Championship last season, but they've now gone 7 games without a win. Player coach Lee Martin has been named as caretaker boss. And in ice hockey, it was mixed results for Kent's Invicta Dynamos over the weekend. They beat Swindon Wildcats 1-0 in South Division 1 last night, but lost 8-5 to Slough Jets in the Challenge Cup on Saturday. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the site, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads, no pop-ups, and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.